voting is going on in many states today, including a couple of governor's races and some state legislative races as well. And the results may give us an indication of how voters are feeling about President Trump ahead of next year's presidential election. In Kentucky, Republican Governor Matt Bevin is locked in a tight bid for re-election against Democrat Andy Beshear. And President Trump campaigned for Bevin in Kentucky last night.
Kentucky has a chance to send the radical Democrats a message. You will vote to reject the Democrats' extremism, socialism, and corruption, and you will vote to reelect Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, who's done a great job.
NPR political reporter Jessica Taylor is following all the big races and joins us now. Hi, Jess.
Hi there.
So let's start with that Kentucky governor's race. Matt Bevin is one of the least popular governors in the entire country, but he is running in a state that President Trump won by 30 points. Here is Bevin last night.
Are we going to allow evil to prevail in this country? Are we going to allow socialism to creep into our country? Are we going to allow people like Nancy Pelosi and the squad to impeach this president and make a mockery? Are we going to allow them to make a mockery of the political process?
I'm guessing the answer to that one was also no, Jess. He's clearly trying to tie himself as closely to Washington and President Trump as he can.
He's done this more than any other candidate that's running today. And it's really because, as you mentioned before, he is very unpopular, including with a number of Republican base. He only barely won his primary over a well underfunded opponent that was barely known. So you have a lot of people that really don't like him. He picked fights with teachers as he tried to reform their pensions, and he insulted them. So he has sort of gone after normal people in a way, regular people. He was sort of Trump in a way before Trump was Trump. But he, again, picks these fights. He's had a tumultuous relationship with state legislators. So in order to win, he really has tried to nationalize this race. And governor's races and state races have really been the one place where we have seen voters in the past willing to vote for someone of a different party that they may not vote for on a presidential level. They sort of see that as different than voting for a president or voting for a senator that's going to go up there and, you know, vote on judges and other bills and things, that you can vote for someone that may have a different party, but you like their ideas, you like them as a person. But I think in this hyper-partisan era that we're in, everything has just become more federalized in a way. That mantra, all politics is local, really doesn't seem to stick anymore. And so that's what Bevin is relying on to really try to save him. As you heard him mention there, a lot of he's making this about Trump. His ads run, his ads mention impeachment, and he's touting that he's immigration fear-mongering that we've seen. It shows, you know, illegal immigrants pouring over the border.
Well, and let's listen to what his Democratic opponent is saying. This is Andy Beshear, who's the state's attorney general, the son of former Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear. Here's an ad.
Matt Bevin doesn't share our values.
You can't win an argument with an ignorant person. It's remarkably selfish.
It's none of their business.
As governor, he's tried to rip health care away from our families, and he's cutting public education. We can't take four more years. I'm giving everything I've got as attorney general. I'm running for governor to build a better Kentucky for my kids and for yours.
So to your point there, Jess, he is trying to get the issues back on local issues and take the attention away from connections to President Trump.
He is. And I think that that is still going to be really hard in there. I mean, he is someone, as you mentioned, his father was governor. He has a well-known name in the state. But also Democrats I've talked to there say that, you know, he sort of doesn't have the political skills that his dad does. He hasn't run as much of a centrist Democrat as we have seen in other races in Louisiana and Mississippi. So I think that hurts him a little bit, too. I think that ultimately, you know, he wants to make this race a referendum on Matt Bevin. Matt Bevin wants to make it a referendum on President Trump. And when you look at his approval ratings in the state, and especially on impeachment recently, the fact that we have a poll that shows that 65% of people in Kentucky oppose impeachment against Trump, it makes sense why he is doing this. And we are seeing, I think, a swell sort of support for President Trump that can really sort of push him over the edge.
Okay, let's talk about the other governor's race going on today. That would be in Mississippi, another southern red state. The Democratic state attorney general, Jim Hood, is running for governor against the Republican Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves. Here's Reeves speaking at a debate.
The main thing is that our political enemies amongst conservatives is not one another. Our political enemy is the liberal policy ideas of the party of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Jim Hood.
So again, linking the Democrat to national politicians, and here's an ad from Jim Hood.
I bait my own hook, carry my own gun, and drive my own truck. Our state troopers shouldn't have to be out hauling politicians on vacation. They should be protecting you. As governor, I'll work for you.
Same thing there, Jess. It really, Republican trying to nationalize it, Democrat trying to make it local.
Right. So Democrat Jim Hood, I think that he's exactly the type of Democrat you need if you have a chance of winning a Southern race. He's won as attorney general there before. As you can hear in that ad, he's pro-gun. He's anti-abortion. His truck makes an appearance in every single ad. He's sort of portraying himself as this like good old boy. He shows himself going to church and hunting. And so he's very moderate in that way. He is running to expand Medicaid in the state, which is, I think, one major difference between the two. But then you have Tate Reeves, the lieutenant governor, also a little bit of, you know, sort of a popularity problem there. He's rubbed some Republicans even the wrong way there in the state, but he really sort of hopes that the Republican lean of the state plays out, that this impeachment and sort of a rally around President Trump come help him there again. And of course, he was there on Friday night helping for a rally for Reeves. And we have seen that Trump, when he goes into these really red states, it shows just how cohesive his base still mm-hmm. is. I mean, I think if Republicans win in both Kentucky and Mississippi, this isn't assuredly that President Trump is going to win, because these are really red states that he won by double digits that, you know, spoiler alert, he's going to win in 2020 again.
But if a Democrat wins, that would be a story.
Even if a Democrat wins, it shows that voters are still willing to sort of make it to differentiate that maybe Trump's base does have some cracks in it. And I think that that's what that would tell us, because, I mean, it doesn't mean that, you know, a Democrat is going to carry Mississippi in 2020. But I think it shows us that voters are still willing to differentiate between state and federal candidates.
OK, there's another governor's race, but it's not today. It's in Louisiana. It's going to be a runoff between the incumbent Democrat John Bel Edwards and Republican Eddie Rasponi. It'll be on November 16th. I'm going to push that one to the side because let's talk about the other big story today in terms of elections. And that is what's happening where you are in the state of Virginia. Democrats control the governorship there, and they are close to flipping both houses in the state legislature. Some heavy hitters have been in town from both parties to try to rev up their bases. But why is there so much attention being paid to Virginia's state assembly?
Well, because Republicans have just very slim majorities. They have a 51-48 majority in the House of Delegates and only a one-seat advantage in the state Senate. And if they can flip that, then you have a united Democratic governance here with Democratic governor and down the line for the first time since the 1990s. And they really want to push gun reforms, especially guns is a big issue. Of course, Virginia has been the unfortunate side of some of these mass shootings, Virginia Tech over a decade ago. And then most recently, earlier this year in Virginia Beach, where an employee opened fire in a municipal building. And that's being pushed as on in one race there, too. It's these suburbs in Virginia that we are seeing that are massively shifting. Democrats flipped three congressional seats there last year in the midterms. And it's sort of in these same areas around Richmond or here in Northern Virginia, where I am, or around Virginia Beach and Hampton Roads, that they are sort of seeing these changes, and they can push gun control through. They can push some other changes. And also there's the Equal Rights Amendment that sort of hasn't been talked a lot about since it stalled in the 1970s. But Virginia would actually be the last state to ratify this amendment. So we could get a constitutional amendment for the first time in quite a while if Virginia does go all Democratic.
You know, I had to be reminded this morning when I turned on the news that it was election day, because where I am, there aren't that many things on the ballot. But do people turn out, just briefly, do people turn out on these off year elections?
Well, I think that's what it will tell us. We have seen in Virginia that, you know, when 2 years ago when the governor's race happened, that there was a lot of swell of support among Democrats. And I think in Virginia especially, I mean, this is a state that one time was purple. I think it's moving blue. And if we see a lot of Democratic turnout, that shows that Democrats can still motivate their base with these issues.
Jessica Taylor, political reporter with NPR. Thank you.
Thank you.